Welcome to another episode of The Guy Code. I am Rena Oswere. Now, guys, on this episode, we are going to talk about divorce in Kenya. I will share with you 10 facts we need to know about the rate and state of divorce in this country. All these facts were sourced from the Kenya National Bureau of Statistics, a report done by them, and you can find it on their website. I found it very resourceful. Getting to number one fact. The divorce rate in Kenya has been steadily increasing over the years. And this is a pattern that was recorded from the beginning of the 1990s to our current day. The divorce rates have been steadily increasing, not as much as, of course, the Western world, but there has been significant increase, I believe, around 10-15%, right? I will get to the details of where and when these increments have been happening and across which particular demographics. Now, I would say I will attribute this to, of course, the increase in Western values, Western influence, and the attack on family values, right? Leading to vices like, you know, infidelity, you know, abuse, and, you know, lack of integrity in marriage. Now, guys, on this episode, definitely I will keep both of us accountable when it comes to the men and the women, when it comes to this situation of divorce and the rate at which people are divorcing in this country. We are both accountable, we are both responsible for the state of affairs right now. Now, the fact that there is still a lot of domestic abuse, you know, domestic violence, being still a significant reason why many of these separations and divorces happen is a very saddening situation whereby partners are dying at the hands of their husbands, you know, wives are dying at the hands of their husbands, and men are still quite violent to their wives. I would say most of these cases, you can attribute it to substance abuse, alcoholism, all these vices that men are poisoning themselves with, and it is really getting out of control, and we need to keep a check on it. So the rise of these vices and the abuse of wives in marriage is still a very significant reason why these divorces happen, and I just want to first be responsible and take accountability as a man who's looking for a wife, and we have to definitely look and consider these situations. Some of us have actually lived in houses where our fathers were abusive, and we have experienced that firsthand, so we have to first take account to that, right? So the divorce rate has been increasing over the years, and we should really, as men, consider and take responsibility and be accountable to say, since we are the ones who, in this society particularly, who initiate marriage and, you know, find a wife, we should first do our best to become the best and the most competent husbands and fathers to our families, right? So we're starting off with that from the get-go, personal responsibility as guys. Moving on, the second fact is approximately 1 in every 5 marriages in Kenya ends in divorce. 1 in every 5 marriages. That is concerning, guys, you know? This fact of almost, for those who know, you know, mastermind, that's about 20%. Of course, it's not as high as other countries. It could be way higher. But it's still quite significant for the society we lived in, and it's alarming, to say the least, because one in every five marriages, for most of us who live in a community where we live, generally, even residentially, you will find out that it is very rare nowadays to live in a complex, an apartment block, even an estate where there's not a single divorcee or separated individual. It is very rare, especially in the capital city we live in right now. It is very rare to live in an estate or residential area, or in fact, even be in a company where none of your colleagues have been separated. You know, it's a rare case, and it's quite concerning for us. So, guys, for those who are looking to really get into marriage and get into the marriage union, we need to see these are the odds we are stacked up against, the odds that are stacked up against us. It's quite something to consider, you know, that yes, you have an 80% chance you'll be successful, but there's that 20% where you might be a statistic. So for those who are getting into the marriage union, you should definitely understand these are the odds as at right now. Will it improve? We hope so. That's why we're here. We're trying to help reduce these statistics. One in every five marriages. Number three, in recent years, urban areas in Kenya have experienced a higher divorce rate compared to rural areas. Now, this goes to my first point where I believe that in the rural areas, number one, there are a couple of things that factor in to the fact that the rural areas have longer lasting relationships compared to urban is, number one, cultural influence and how in upcountry the culture and the belief that surrounds the marriage union, the sacredness that surrounds that union is still really upheld by the ones who grew up in that environment, you know? So having that kind of cultural context and still very present in that environment and living in that environment and building a family in that environment, I believe that it is one of the reasons why marriages may last longer, because I believe, and most of you can attest, back in the village, it is very easy compared to the illustration I just mentioned before. All your neighbors have been in long-lasting relationships. So when you're having some marital issues, you can actually go to probably an uncle or a cousin who has been married for much longer to help you sort that out. There's always that mentality of that, hey, we can't sort this out. We are family. We need to stick together. By the time we decide to call it quits, it has to be something very, very dire. Of course, things like, you know, assault on life and the risk of losing your life. But I believe that back in the rural areas, people still have a sense of community and they have a sense of responsibility. When one of them is going through marital issues, the whole community, or even, you know, some of the elders or people who are highly regarded in the community who have had long-lasting marriages could be brought in and say, you know what, let's sort this out, you know. Let's just not break the home just like that. Let's not just break the boma, as you call it, just like that over this particular issue. Can it be sorted out? So whether they do it culturally, whether they do it through an administration like the chief, I don't know how successful that has been so far. I've never been in that situation. But I think that that is one of the reasons why in the rural areas it definitely has a higher success rate when it comes to marriage. The sense of responsibility where all these individuals feel that we need to see happy marriages in our community because our children stay together, you know, and we want to live in a society whereby they want a space and an environment whereby the children can grow up with the values and also have successful marriages in order to continue the pattern of success and build a strong community. So I believe that the sense of responsibility in the rural areas, it really has a lot to play compared to the city, whereby hearing divorces, hearing neighbors getting a divorce, you don't really get into it. In fact, sometimes even there are many individuals where you actually can hear domestic violence happening, you know, at your neighbor's residence, and you just stay away, stay far away. And for most cases, I think it's the best thing to do and just call the authorities, because there are some incidences, unfortunately, where individuals who decided to come in and try and intervene have met their death. So back at home, back in the rural areas, there's definitely that sense of responsibility, that sense of the sacred union of marriage that is still upheld in that environment. Number four, guys, the average age at which individuals get divorced in Kenya is around 30 to 40 years old. Now, this is when we get to break down this particular point, number four. Let me repeat it. The average age at which individuals get divorced in Kenya is around 30 to 40 years old. When I read this fact, I began to study it, and personally, I believe that this is an age whereby individuals who are working, you get a significant increase, or you start building momentum, significant momentum in your career growth, right? Your career is growing, you have more responsibilities, maybe you still have a young family, you're still trying to balance this. You practically maybe balance it all out in your late 20s. The average age of marriage in Kenya is around 27, 28. You already had your first two kids. You've already gotten the hang of parenting. You already got the hang of your career. You're building momentum. You're balancing everything out, and you're realizing, hey, I think so far so good, I'm be able to juggle all of this. And now I understand my potential as far as career, as far as their life purpose. And I believe this is at the point where individuals begin to change and begin to realize that the things, and I particularly I'll say women, they realize that the things that they wanted earlier on in the relationship does no longer serves them, right? So they want something else. They want some growth. They want some new challenges. And they realize from a report, in fact, it's even in this report, and there's another paper I'm able to cite from a master's student who wrote on the same subject of divorce, particularly in Nairobi. These women realize that around 30 to 40, when your career is flourishing, where you're able to juggle the responsibilities as a parent, you realize, I need something different. And this is from the ladies who have actually said this and who are interviewed in this particular study. They want something that their current husband cannot provide for them. So now they begin to yearn that autonomy, that since I can do it all on my own, I can take care of the kids, I can provide for my own well-being, I can flourish on my own, what exact value is this man bringing into my life? And this is at the age where most women feel like, you know what, I want to live in my own terms. Since I'm flourishing in my space, I believe I can live in my own terms and do it my own way. And they go out on their own way. So this is a very factual and correct estimate. It makes sense that most divorces happen within this age range, where individuals already have their career growth and they think, you know what, I'm independent, I'm empowered, let me go at it myself and handle things myself. So yes, this is around this age. Some people actually get back together. I think it could be later. There is statistics where individuals who have divorced or separated get back together for different reasons. I think we'll get into that. But the first separation, it usually happens around this 30 to 40 years old. Earlier than that, I think they're still getting to build themselves and build the kind of parent, kind of spouse, kind of professional they want to be. But around this 10-year range. They've already gotten the balance of it. They already understand this is what I can do, this is what I can not do, and I deserve to live within my own means and within my own terms. So that is fact number four. Fact number five, financial issues and infidelity are among the leading causes of divorce in Kenya. I think this is one fact that doesn't catch us by any surprise, because financial issues is actually even the number one reason, even in the United States, and I would say even the world, whereby it is the leading cause of divorce. Infidelity comes as a close second compared, and also with other factors. So finances, like I just mentioned in point number four, when you already have your career straight, when you already have your business straight, and you're ready financially, you can be financially independent. Many cases, the lady will realize, okay, this man is not going around, or maybe does not have the same quote-unquote ambition that I have, and doesn't have the same drive that I have to achieve where I want to be in life, right? When you have that momentum of your career and you begin, you see you flourishing, and you're like, okay, what's my potential now? I'm seeing like you're breaking every ceiling back to back. You reach 40, you're like, this partner that I'm with, this husband that I'm with, I don't think he'll be in a position to take me to the next level, because for some reason he might be unambitious, according to the lady. So the financial issues comes in, like, okay, how come you're not making as much, or you're not driven to make as much as me, or as much as I think you should make, you know? So the financial issues is definitely a core reason why many of these divorces happen. Infidelity, of course, can happen. I think infidelity, now that causes good, ties in with the domestic abuse, domestic assault, where the cheating partners and cases where ladies have said, oh, my husband even used to bring other women here, and it is crazy, and I just had to, you know, live with it. And if she mentioned something about it, she was beaten up. So I think this is the point number two of infidelity that causes, you know, the breaking relationship. But the first point of financial issues ties in with number four very well, whereby when you're career independent, where you're financially independent, the lady thinks, you know what, I don't need this man. He's not able to take me to the next level that I want to be. So I might as well just break from this relationship, take my kids, and level up. Point number six, women initiate a significant number of divorces in Kenya, challenging the traditional notion that men are more likely to seek divorce. And this actually, it's so far, these 6 points, for most of these 6 points that we have covered so far, they really are similar to the global statistics of divorce. Yes, I would believe that women initiate a significant amount of divorces in Kenya, because generally, from the stories I've heard and the experiences I've seen, it is usually the man who seeks out to get his wife back, you know? I think men, when it reaches a point where you understand your life purpose, you get to a point where you just don't want to include just anyone in your life, and you don't have time for that, those kind of games, to just have women walking in and out of your life. It is really painstaking. It takes a lot of time, and you're like, you know what, the lady that I'm used to so far, I'd rather just stick with her. And even when the guy is toxic, he still wants to get the lady back, because, you know, it's a lot of effort, you know, as they say in Nairobi, kurudi soko, to just get back to the streets and get someone else. And if that doesn't work, you have to try again. And especially if you're in a point where, as a man within that 30 to 40 year age range, you're already established, you already have things you want to do, you don't really have time to, you know, be in the field like you are in 21 when you had nothing to lose. You have a couple of responsibilities right now, you have a couple of goals, you have a lot to lose, and you don't just want to involve anyone in this particular stage in your life. So it makes sense where women initiate a significant amount of divorces in the country, because they may feel that their potential is already thriving, and they feel that in that case, they will have a higher chance of growth without their current partner and find another one, or be in a position to stay single for a while and just be the quote-unquote the best version of themselves. So it makes sense that women initiate a significant number of divorces in the country. Number seven, the duration of marriages before divorce in Kenya varies, but the majority of divorces occur within the first 10 years of marriage. This also ties in with the point number four, and the fact that the average age of marriage in Kenya is around 27, 28. So within the first 10 years of marriage, that's around 38, 39. Most of the divorcees are around that age. And yeah, I would say, like we said, you know, around the 30 to 40 year old age gap where most of these divorces are in. And this is quite concerning as well, because I believe that maybe just 15 years ago, everyone used to make fun of Hollywood that, oh, in Hollywood, you know, marriages don't last over more than 10 years, you know. And that was crazy. Like, you can't stay 10 years, you know, to keep your vows to someone. And right now, we're already in that stage whereby it is becoming more and more common that a decade is enough for individuals to realize that they can no longer stay together. And nothing can keep them together. So it is quite the sad situation. And I was considering also, within the first 10 years, it means that on average, the children are still quite young. Because, of course, you know that a number of couples in Kenya, by the time they get to formalize their marriage, they already have maybe one or two kids. So still, the children may be not even in their preteen age, and they're witnessing this, you know, split, and they might have to now grow up in such a setting whereby, you know, one kid is, you, one weekend you stay with your father, another weekend you stay with your mother. And I just got to consider what experience is the Gen Z's experiencing right now when it comes to observing the marriage institution, if most of them at an early age had to endure a broken home. What kind of attitude are they accepting and embracing when it comes to marriage? And it's really got to weigh heavy on my mind. And I think definitely with the conversations we're having here, we should have a strategy on how they still have the chance to witness functional marriage institution and look up to them and have that kind of privilege and enjoyment for themselves. You know, they say, I don't think it's Generation Z right now, I think it's Generation Alpha. Is it the current one, the young ones, the Generation Alpha? You can correct me if I'm wrong. So yeah, the first 10 years of marriage is where most of the divorces in this country happen. Number eight, the legal process for divorce in Kenya can be lengthy and complex, often involving negotiations for property division and child custody. And just on the same point, I was on number seven, considering the children who are going through this whole process, and at a young age, you're seeing this whole legal process, because some divorces can take years, 5 years. You're hearing your parents are going to court again over, you know, child custody, upkeep, and it's a lot to take in as a child. And if they are not in a headspace to really objectively or correctly take in everything that is happening around them, it can really affect them as they grow up and really affect how they deal with their own relationships. Because some of us, in fact, even some of us who are not even in the Generation Alpha or Generation Z, even millennials, might have an experience of whereby you've seen your parents go through a lengthy divorce where
upkeep is an issue. Who, where you live, who is paying for the rent, or whose house is it? It becomes a toll, takes a toll on you. And witnessing all of that, the bickering, the involving of the government, and the government is can be quite ruthless, lawyers and all that. It's quite a lengthy and long process, and this is just for the children, but considering even us who are actually want or are already in marriage institutions, seeing this could be, unfortunately, an end result for some of our relationships is something that we really need to take into account. I think for the ones who may not be very well off, they just decide to go with separation. For those who definitely have a lot of property, that they've invested in, because right now, especially in the cities, with the rise of education, both of you come together, you have both your assets, you invest together in different assets, and you realize, you know what, at the end of the relationship, we'll have to find a way to split, divide these assets, who keeps what and what keeps what, and the whole debate, the whole back and forth of how this ends up playing out can really take a toll. And I think the government, we have mentioned in another podcast episode, the changes of regulation when it comes to divorce and separation in this country, and definitely we need to look into what will change in the coming future as well, whether these processes will change, whether they will be dealt with differently. We still have a lot to consider as far as the judicial process and as far as even us who are getting into these relationships. Number 9, divorce rates tend to be higher among individuals with higher levels of education in Kenya. I think this goes without saying that the more educated you are, the more you definitely feel empowered, and you know you have the power to read, as everyone says during the graduation, you definitely feel that you are competent enough to live life within your own means, and many times you are right. And the women who get into these relationships, and they already are very well read, they're very well qualified and competent in their fields, they think, why should I particularly submit or have my opinion be of just an opinion in this particular relationship, where by maybe in their field they are a manager or they are a very competent executive in their industry, where their what they say is law. Now at home you're like, you know what you say here is up for scrutiny, whether you think you're the most qualified individual or not. So it's something that you really need to consider when it comes to marrying and engaging these ladies who have high-paying and high-level, high-flying careers, because as the conversations have been happening, and we've been seeing these conversations on social media within the ladies themselves, they say that now you need to find a man who is worth submitting to. So the particular level at which, or what exactly is needed for them to fully submit, I think is now so abstract, or something that is not clearly defined, because does he have to be a CEO? Does he have to be a visitor? Does he have to have a PhD that you said, okay, his opinion is higher, or his opinion has, or what he says needs to be, you know, considered, can be the last word in this particular situation. So when women are empowered and better educated, they look to conserve and get their autonomy. They still want their independence, even in that relationship. And considering that most ladies also surround themselves with also other high-achieving ladies who... Women talk, you know, women talk, and they're like, you know what, my husband, he said this and this, and he decided to do this, and you're like... And her friend might think, you know what, I don't think that was a good idea. I think you had a better idea. So it actually can end up just... ending up to a very, very serious argument that you might not come back from. You might start with the small things, and goes to the larger things, even small things like what to invest in, what kind of business to invest in, what kind of inheritance to leave the children, how to prepare for the children's future. These kind of topics where the man generally, or as far as historically, always had the last say, when the lady is involved, and most of we hope that the lady who is well read can be an asset to this institution, is not. Instead, she wants to compete instead of complementing the discussion. It becomes very difficult for us, and unfortunately can lead to deal breakers and places where we cannot come back from. It's unfortunate. And lastly, there is a social stigma associated with divorce in Kenya, which can lead to difficulties for divorced individuals in terms of societal acceptance and support. And I think we have definitely understand the stigma that surrounds divorce, especially in Kenya. And for most individuals and most of us, we can attest that this usually comes from, number one, the elders in society, the ones who are very culturally, believe in their culture, that this is not what we're supposed to do, and particularly the religious institutions. I have heard of churches whereby divorcee ladies are practically given the coldest shoulder. You know, they are shunned, they are treated like outcasts, you know, regardless of what causes them to divorce. So yes, definitely the stigma is there when it comes to, especially from the elders, you know, for those older people who said, you know what, for the reason why you divorced is a very petty reason, they have gone through worse and still stayed. Or the church themselves who say, you know, God hates divorce, God hates divorcees, which is, of course, up to debate in itself for those who really understand scripture. So this is the state of divorce in Kenya. And guys, we really need to understand these facts and understand the kind of landscape we're dealing with when it comes to marriage, as we have covered in the former episodes, and now divorce. This is what we are dealing with, and how are we able to, how will we be able to correct it and address it appropriately? I definitely want it to be a discussion, since we understand exactly now what we're dealing with, and the solutions will be shared in future discussion, future episodes. I hope I have shared with you something to consider and contemplate on. And guys, until next time, we shall talk soon. Bye.
Guy Code with Rena Osoye.